This is VOA News, Tommy McNeil. An associate of U.S. President Trump's personal lawyer charged with campaign finance violations is now having trouble paying his own lawyers. Lev Parnas was represented by two attorneys, but on Tuesday night, one of them asked the court to be excused.
In October, the Ukrainian-born Parnas was charged, along with another man named Igor Fruman, with illegally funneling money to a pro-Trump election committee and to other politicians whom they pressed to get the U.S. ambassador to Kiev removed. And that's not all. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has said Parnas and Fruman assisted him in investigating Trump's political rival Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter, who served on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. That association landed both men squarely in the middle of the impeachment process.
Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas.
Democrats accused Trump of abusing his office to pressure Ukraine to probe the Bidens and remove an ambassador who they thought was an obstacle to their efforts.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman. Syrian government troops, supported by Russian warplanes, have advanced in a rebel-held town in the northwestern province of Idlib. The ongoing offensive against the town in the area has caused a major influx of civilians to move to safer areas along the Syrian-Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which has researchers across the war-torn country, said that following intense fighting in the area, Syrian government forces took control of dozens of villages around the strategic town, killing dozens of people and forcing thousands of local residents to flee their homes. The military escalation has caused dozens of civilian casualties and displaced 80,000 Syrians. The local groups, including the Syrian Observatory, estimate that more than 100,000 civilians in Idlib already have been displaced. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn says that so far he's not delivered.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have vowed to strengthen their relationship at a bilateral meeting in Chengdu on Wednesday. Lee said in the meeting that he hoped the relationship between the two countries could get back on track and progress in the future. Abe hopeful ongoing discussions will lead to a visit by Xi. Wednesday's meeting came on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with South Korea, which provided a chance for the leaders of Japan and South Korea to meet for the first time in more than a year, and stressed the need to improve ties after the, quote, worst period of tensions between their countries in decades.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Protesters in Iraq are firmly rejecting the latest nominee for prime minister, saying all rank-and-file politicians are unacceptable. A pro-Iranian bloc in parliament has chosen Basra governor Assad Adeni and handed him and his name over to the president. The bloc claims that it is the largest group in parliament, which, according to the Constitution, would give it the right to name a new head of government. The Iraqi Supreme Court has so far declined to say which group has the largest number of seats in parliament because a number of politicians have recently switched parties. Parliament has missed two deadlines to name a new prime minister because of political confusion. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had to be rushed off the stage at an election rally in the southern Israeli port city after a rocket was fired from the Gaza Strip late Wednesday. One rocket fired from Gaza was intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. Netanyahu and his wife Sarah were taken to a nearby shelter as rocket sirens sounded. He later returned to finish his speech. The Israeli leader has been campaigning ahead of primaries. In the U.S., the post-Christmas holiday season continues leading into New Year's, with the president and his wife offering a special holiday greeting.
The first family went to Florida for the Christmas holiday, but released a pre-taped video message for the nation.
The president and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
The first lady mentioned those in uniform, military, police, and other law enforcers who work to keep the country safe. As did the president.
We say a special prayer for those military service members stationed far from home, and we renew our hope for peace among nations and joy to the world.
He also thanks civilians like Red Cross volunteers who help their neighbors and communities year-round. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.